Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Thinking about a new vehicle? Trust the team that's been taking care of customers for 70 years. The Cannon family has helped thousands drive home happy. Come take a test drive today and see why. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Everybody, welcome in on this Friday night extra edition. We can call it that anyway, of the podcast. My name, of course, is Michael Borky. Some quick thoughts anyway, and we'll read some of your comments too and get you out of here, because we're going to have to do this again on Sunday after Game 3. But Ole Miss has split the first two games with Alabama, setting up what is likely to be a win and you host. And if you lose, you're not necessarily like totally eliminated from hosting. I guess things can happen in Hoover and stuff like that. But for all intents and purposes, a win tomorrow for Ole Miss will win the opportunity, will award them a host site, so it seems. And so we'll talk about it. A dichotomy. I don't even know if I'm using that word correctly. Just the stark difference between what this team can be tonight and what has plagued this team and prevented them from being a clear-cut national seed competing for the SEC. This weekend so far, anyway, has been a perfect encapsulation. I'm going to keep using words, and hopefully one of them will actually be the correct adjective, of what this team has been and what this team can be. And one of them can take them to College World Series and make some noise, and then the other one will get eliminated in a regional. And there's really no in-between, but we'll talk about that on this special edition of the show. Don't forget to leave a comment. Again, we're going to be very fast tonight. Brief thoughts. But even special editions are brought to you by Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, Mississippi. 0% on John Deere tractors. Anything from for your backyard all the way up to the 7 Series, the big stuff. They've got you covered. Anything that you need for your farm, lawn, garden, property, whatever it is. The cheapest beer in town, truly. Everything you need under one roof at Scruggs in Saltillo. Also, Logan Smith, shelter, insurance, auto, home, life, or insurance for your business. Give him a call. He will take care of you at 601-823-3500. That's Logan Smith, shelter, insurance. Also, Priority One Bank and Advantage Business Systems, absms.com for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. So, Ole Miss wins tonight, but let's quick, briefly flash back to last night. And last night, as we talked about on the radio show some today, it's just incredibly frustrating because you know what this team is capable of, but they repeatedly have done things this season at times that cost themselves games. I wouldn't categorize last night's game as Ole Miss as Alabama winning as much as Ole Miss losing. You had the weird thing on the base paths, some kind of miscommunication about a bunt situation that cost them. It felt like that cost them a run, or at least the opportunity to score a run with a runner on third. You had two issues in the field later in the game that cost you runs. Bad defense was the reason that Alabama was ultimately able to win that game, I think. And then, Calhoun gave up a pair of hits, and that's a little atypical for him in that spot. And then they strike out 16 times. So you get a good start from Elliott, but you strike out 16 times, you do something dumb on the base paths, and you play poor defense, and it costs you a one-run game and a win the series and your hosting situation. And it shows you how frustrating this team can be, because they cost themselves that game last night. So you see what the floor is, and the floor, again, is still kind of high, because they're still in the hosting conversation. But the floor is doing things that cost themselves opportunities, like winning road regionals, hosting, or winning road series, hosting regionals, competing for the SEC. And then tonight happens. Taylor Rabe now has 27 strikeouts in his last two starts. He was spectacular for Ole Miss tonight. Only 88 pitches for Taylor Rabe and 6 complete, just 1 hit, and 13 strikeouts to 1 walk and then 1 hit by pitch as well. Only faced 21 batters in the game and struck out 13 of them. Obviously did not give up a run. I keep wanting to say that, Rabe is going to be a guy that's going to be awesome for Ole Miss next year. It's at the point now where I don't know if you're going to see him next year. I think he'll be pitching for the El Paso Chihuahuas or something this time next season in some kind of minor league system somewhere. But he was spectacular. And offensively, Ole Miss jumped all over Alabama. 9 runs for Ole Miss on 11 hits. 3 different Rebels had a home run. The Furnace one was huge. He had 5 RBI tonight with his one hit. But yeah, he had 5 RBI tonight. Scored a run himself, by the way. So that was huge. And then you had the Folly home run, which really opened that game wide open. But, I mean, across the board, 2 hits from Decker. Udermark got a hit. Bissetta got a hit. So he had the home run last night, scored 2 runs, had a hit tonight. Furnace had the big one. Federico had a pair of hits tonight. Reuter even had a hit. Folly had a pair. Pano went 1 for 3. Just a really impressive night at the plate. And then Robertson was able to completely save Ole Miss's bullpen. I think they had hooks up warming up, but didn't have to go to him because he went 3 complete, only giving up 1 hit, striking out 3 in those 3 innings. So now you have what should be as healthy as you can expect to be bullpen tomorrow in a massive opportunity in a win, and you are hosting a regional situation. So what a bounce back from this team, though, after giving up that game last night, Ray being great, but at the plate, they were really good tonight. How many times did they strike out tonight? They still struck out 14 times, but were a lot more productive. And I do not believe, I may have missed it. Yeah, no errors for Ole Miss. And I don't remember, you guys can help me if I'm wrong, but I don't remember any like bad stuff in the field either. I think it was just a relatively clean night. And so now you see the difference. You see the ceiling of this team and you see the floor of this team. I mean, you're not going to get 6 complete of 1-hit ball every night from Rabe, and Alabama's not like a hitting juggernaut or anything resembling that at all. But you saw it. You saw ceiling versus floor. When this team plays clean and gets out of their own way, their ceiling is the College World Series and making noise in the College World Series. But they are prone to doing, I mean, we can call it stupid things, and they shoot themselves in the foot. And I think they're missing ultimately like one more bullpen arm. But I mean, they've got a shot here. Look at what they have created for themselves, an opportunity to have postseason baseball at Swayze. I know there's a lot of talk about, well, what about Hoover? What if they make what if they go get 1 win at Hoover? Will that be the difference? I don't know. Here, let me look and see what Southern Miss, for example, is doing tonight. And then we'll look at some of the other scores. Yeah, okay, so Southern Miss won 10-1 after winning 11-1 last night. They are absolutely going to host for sure. Let's look at the D1 scoreboard tonight. I don't want all conferences. Let's look at top 25 if there's anything interesting happening there. I don't think Auburn can fall behind Ole Miss, but Georgia's got a lead there. Texas is beating Missouri. Kansas is beating BYU. That's not good for Ole Miss. You want to root for BYU. Southern Cal, Oregon. And I think either one winning is not particularly good for Ole Miss. Let's see. Oregon State in the bottom of the 5th, currently losing to Air Force. That could be helpful, I suppose. Nebraska got a win tonight. That's quote-unquote bad for Ole Miss, I guess. Arkansas beat Kentucky. I think you would have rather Kentucky win that game. See if anything else is happening here. Coastal Carolina bounced back. They could sneak into a regional host. A&M beat Alabama tonight, or excuse me, A&M beat Mississippi State tonight. That's a good bounce back for them. That sets up a fascinating as hell third game with regional implications and stuff there as well. Okay, so not much, you know, crazy going on there. But in the past, you have seen it looked like what happens in Hoover doesn't really change a whole lot. And if we're going to count the Governor's Cup as a win, then also it does count as a loss too, right? I mean, logically, that would make sense. So you would have three Mississippi teams hosting, Ole Miss with a 500 regular season conference record, and if you want to count the Governor's Cup, one game below 500 in conference, if they were to lose tomorrow. And I'm telling you guys, I know I keep saying this, but a bunch of suits in that room, are they really going to give Mississippi three host sites? Are they really going to give an SEC team with a technically below 500 conference record a host? I know what the metrics are. The metrics are really good, and they help Ole Miss a ton, but I would love to be wrong if they lose tomorrow, but I would be surprised if they can host with a loss tomorrow. But again, they can just kind of take care of business and not let anybody worry about it by just going and taking care of business tomorrow. So anyway, a few of your comments here. Super rare Friday night edition. I know, it's good to see you though. Couldn't stay away. Tonight was big because it gives a legitimate claim for a hosting bid. 15 league wins mean that even if they lose tomorrow, there's still a scenario they can still host anyway. Win tomorrow seals it. Yeah, there is a scenario, but I don't think they will if they lose. But I'm wrong often, so probably will be that time too. Don't worry about Townsend. He's not hurt. They just shook up the rotation to keep his rest consistent. So he's fine. Want Ole Miss to host, but wouldn't be upset if they're a two seed at Kansas. Oh, I have a feeling it would be a two seed at Southern Miss. Although Southern Miss's AD is on the committee. I think he's the committee chair, right? And if I were him, I would lobby against sending Ole Miss to Hattiesburg again. If I were him, wouldn't you? So maybe that helps. Last night sucked because they let a golden opportunity slip through the cracks. They certainly did. Watched Southern Miss last night. Is Southern Miss a College World Series contender or pretender? They're a contender with the right draw. Their postseason run is going to be very draw dependent. And I guess most of them are, but they don't have the same talent ceiling that Ole Miss has. But they're talented. They're very well coached. They're got a lot of pitching depth. It's just a good, solid baseball team. And their schedule's tough, man. I mean, they scheduled well in the non-conference, and they proved formidable in that. But they're going to be very draw-dependent, if that makes sense. Just saying 15 league wins is more impressive than whatever West Virginia, Kansas, Nebraska, Oregon State, Coastal Carolina, USC, Oregon, et cetera, do, because most of the wins they get are against nobody. Yeah. I agree with you, but that's not always how they do the selection process. Imagine a world where Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and Southern Miss all make Omaha in the same year. What would that do to the radio show? It would not be the same as a football playoff run, but it would be very close considering it loops all three. And football is just so different and so much bigger, even in this state. The scale of football, even three teams in the College World Series does not match the scale of that. But it would be close because it would be all three. Didn't have to wait, so I'm here for a change. Good to see you, Jim. Can't believe they're actually going to have regionals at Kansas. That place is a dump. I've actually never seen what their baseball stadium looks like. Let's see. Hoglin Park in Lawrence, Kansas. Let's see. It is small. It is certainly small. It's showing me more Royals pictures than... Okay, I need to specify that it's Jayhawks and not Kansas City Royals. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's quite small. I'm sure the media said, I mean, looking at the press box, and I don't, I mean, how would they have room to host the radio broadcast, the TV broadcast, and actual media? Looks like they have plans to give it a nice renovation, though. But yeah, it is lacking a bit in size, that's for sure. It's structurally unsafe for a lot of people to be in the stadium. Kind of looks like it. But anyway, told you guys it would be quick. Game tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We'll be live on Sunday night to talk about it together. So I will see you guys then. But enjoy the win. That was an awesome, very impressive bounce back for Ole Miss tonight. All started with Ray, but again, at the plate, they were really good tonight as well. So we'll see if they can back in the series and host a regional in Oxford. That would be quite an end to the season. And maybe they can redeem themselves. Games at, you say game at three? No. It's at two. I don't know why I said six, because I have the schedule up and they haven't updated that. No, it's at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Are you on the East Coast? I'm the wrong one. I should be correcting you. Did I say six? I know I said six. It's at 2 o'clock tomorrow. But we'll be live Sunday. We'll be live Sunday to talk about whatever happened together. I'll see you guys then.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.